boom, boom, boom.
Hey.
Boom, ch, boom, boom, boom.
Hey.
Boom, ch, boom, boom, boom. Ch,
hey.
It takes two to make things boom, go right. Boom, ch,
hey.
It takes two to make it out of sight.
Boom, ch, boom, boom, boom.
Hey.
Ch, boom, boom, boom.
Hey. It takes two to make it go out of sight.
Boom, 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 boom.
Hey.
It takes two to make it out of sight.
Boom, boom, boom.
I don't even know.
I'm a bass and I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone. And I get stupid. I mean outrageous. Stay away from me if you're contagious. What the hell is that last line about? Stay away from me if you're contagious.
He doesn't want to get sick.
I know. It's like, I am. Hi, I'm Rob Bass. I'm not internationally known, but I am known to rock the microphone. But please, if you have some sort of contagious disease, it makes it hard for me to rock the mic if I contract it. So please, stay away from me if you're contagious. This has been a public service announcement from Rob Bass
or
and DJ Easy Rock.
When you hear the chime, it will be exactly...
I am a Kraken from the sea.
How may a mortal man face and defeat the Kraken?
We're on a mission from God.
Party, I'm more like a riot.
Let no joyful voice be heard. Let no man look up at the sky with hope. And let this day be cursed by we who ready to wait. The Kraken!
Should I have released the Kraken? I'm totally having second thoughts right now. You're right, I'm being paranoid. You know what? Bring the Kraken back. I'm sorry, I'm freaking out.
Cause, bitch, I'm back.
Alive!
Yeah! Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Glad to see me. I just learned the next life.
The boys are back in town.
Hi, we're the Beach Boys.
And we'd like to thank all the guys at
sonofcheese.com
for being so cool.
He's back, the band behind the best. And you crawl out of.
Welcome to the big show.
Release the Kraken.
It is once again time for the horrifying auditory spectacle that is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier in the very distant shadow of Pike's Peak. All your favorite dumbasses have once again gathered for your listening displeasure. And now without further ado, here's the host of the show from sonofcheese.com. It's Derek Knight with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
We are available to anyone with the internets all over the galaxy, and yet we are heard in only about two countries, including Canada, eh? Yeah, it's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. This is Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Hello.
My sister Heather from Mad and Spam.
Hola.
Ray Louie, who simply likes to eat food, who has shown up today because we have a very special show for you. Boy, howdy, do we have a special show for you. If you are familiar with Woot.com, then you will enjoy today's show. Either that or you'll just be painfully jealous of us because we have, sitting next to me, two different bags of crap. That's right. The legendary bag of crap from Woot.com. We will be opening up our bags of crap later on in the show. It's going to be a lot like when Geraldo Rivera opened up Al Capone's vault. What was it you said you were rooting for there?
Depression-era glassware.
Depression-era glassware. We're hoping it's going to be exactly
That's
like
what we're all hoping for.
We're all hoping. You know, and I really should have got Geraldo Rivera here for the show.
Oh, you should have.
I should have, but I'm
that
sure...
That would cost like $5, right?
At least five, because he's not like he's working or anything.
He says it's on Fox News.
Yeah. What's he doing these days?
We could just make this a story.
Yeah. Well, yes, it could have been yes, but we are releasing. I'm releasing the crack, and this is the Kraken brand black spiced rum that I'm going to be drinking throughout the podcast.
How nice!
Just to stay lubricated. Now we are down a member. We're down two technically. Jason Ozant, happy birthday, Jason Ozant.
Happy birthday.
Let's on three. Let's all sing him happy birthday. One, two, three. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Fuck you, Jason. Happy
Plus,
birthday.
Plus, we don't want to pay the ass cap.
Right. So he's obviously off spending that with his family, which he would probably much rather do than be here to record podcasts. But Justin Carmichael, not here, said he'd be here, and we were going to talk with him about MAGFest, which
D-Bay.
Is the music. He bailed. And I'll tell you why. MAGFest is the music and gaming festival. He went on his fans' dime. They pooled their money. He has fans. He has so many fucking fans that they were able to purchase him a plane ticket to get to MAGFest.
Are you jealous?
You know, slightly. Because it would be cool to go to stuff like this, but I think it would also we would have to be collectively cooler to have fans that would do this for us.
You have to be geekier.
Well, he's definitely tapped into this geeky fucking thing that he does, and he has such loyal, fervent fans. He told me, and he told Colin, well, you were at lunch with us, he was telling us how MAGFest went, so I guess it'll all be third person, but no, he also has such fervent fans, and I don't know if Colin told you this.
I told Heather. Yeah.
Somebody bought him and gifted him a PS3.
Yeah,
and was it a $100 gift card for Japanese PlayStation?
Yeah, some bullshit like that. So the reason he's not here is because his benefactor is in town, and so I think Justin stopped short of saying, I'm hanging out with him and kissing his ass, but he's hanging out with him today. So that's why Justin's not here.
Yeah, we should have. We had a guest.
You know, but he doesn't want to be seen slumming with the likes of us.
That's true.
I'm sure, because he is now a big celebrity on the interwebs. And apparently, he told us that at his, because he did a panel at this MAGFest. It was late at night, and he did it on Japanese, whatever the fuck he does. And apparently, they chanted his, they chanted J-Dub for Jew Aria.
You know, the next level of fame
is
stalking.
Stalker. That's right.
You watch enough Criminal Minds, you'll know that.
That's right. You know, the thing is, without Justin, we don't have the second camera, so I don't want to have the camera on me the whole time.
That's fine.
It's gonna be real awkward. There's not gonna be any cuts. It's just gonna be me spinning the camera around every now and then.
Stick on a turntable.
And as well as this thing works,
wind up turntable.
As well as this thing works, who knows if we're even gonna have video of this? But we need video because we're going to be opening bags of crap.
I just wanted to point out, if I was a little bit quicker with names, that we are like, or he's like Hugh Grant, and we're the crack whore that they would find in the car.
Oh, that is very good.
That's
very good.
So, we are the thing to be ashamed of.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wait, let's do that again. That wasn't loud. Much louder now. That was more worthy of your funny joke. So, we do have a few... a few other things to do. I do want to talk about Geek Bowl 5. None of you were there, but I was there, and boy, was it awesome. And I really
and you
wanted,
just won't stop talking
I won't
about
stop
it.
Talking about it.
He loves
that
it.
Awesome.
It was yes, narcissism.
Does he talk in his sleep
you know,
about it?
Here's the thing. This is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. It is a vehicle of narcissism. I get to talk about whatever the fuck
it's
I
your
want
show.
To talk about. Yes, it's okay. My show. I may allow you to talk about stuff if you'd like.
Thank you.
There you go. Now bow down. Kneel before Zod.
Can I go to the bathroom?
But no, Geek Bowl 5, and I really, again, wish Justin was here because he skipped out to, like, hang out with his wife for her birthday or something like that. And everybody was like, where's Justin? He's hanging out with his wife. But it's Geek Bowl!
Sounds like
nobody understood that he wanted to spend time with his wife instead of go to Geek Bowl, just because that's how awesome Geek Bowl was. And it was, last year's Geek Bowl 4 was fun. This Geek Bowl was amazing. Yeah, it helped that it was at the Fillmore, so I'll just get into that right now. We'll start with that, and then we'll move on to the recently in stuff kind of stuff about that wrestler in Iowa, which I know you have some opinions on.
Yeah, and
boy, I
hate
some...
this, by the way.
You hate the new mic?
I hate this angle. This sucks.
Okay.
I hate this.
All right, well, we'll...
Because I can't look at you, because here's the mic.
So what you got is... Well, no, but that mic is kind of hot. You know, you can turn a little bit. You got is... you. Does it feel like you're wearing a neck brace?
Yeah, it pretty much sucks. Yeah. So last time it was the headphones, and now it's the microphone.
You just continued.
So why did you change it?
Studio D Chevalier continues to fuck you. No, I changed it just to piss you. No, I changed it because it was in the way. That mic stand was in the way, and
of
I had
what?
Of stuff. I mean, what do you
of this?
It was
this.
It was, you know. Studio D Chevalier, where we're sitting now, is merely the back room of a house, of my house. And so, yeah, if I decide that something is in the way of something, then
call Colin
then
it, first.
I get to do.
But you're screwing
whatever
your co-host.
Yeah, well, there's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a second. Hold on.
I guess you don't care about your co-host.
No, of course not.
My co-host is a whiny bitch. Let's face facts. Aw, she's got... No, you're not. But she's, like, nodding. Yeah, see.
Don't I have video. No nodding.
So anyway, Geek Bowl 5 was at the Fillmore in Denver, which is a wonderful venue. It used to be Mammoth Gardens way back in the 30s and 40s. It's hosted some of the most famous acts. It hosted Iron Butterfly, hosted Bowie, 50 Cent, and Dr. Dre rapped on the same stage as we rapped on, because we were part of the opening number. It was the perfect size for the quiz. It hosted 900 teams. And the thing is, you know, whatever's going on behind me, just ignore it.
Couldn't ignore that.
But
it's like the Wizard of Oz.
So like the peanut gallery.
So anyway, it was a lot of fun, and there was much going on. The quiz went very smoothly. Last year's Geek Bowl, everything was kind of just utter chaos. The venue, the Gothic, was small. It was cramped. There was just utter chaos in the scoring room. There wasn't space, but in the Fillmore, it was phenomenal. So as events go, it went phenomenally well. There was a big opening number last year. We thought, wow, this was really cool, and then we tripled the size and scope of the opening number for this year, and now nobody knows what the hell we're going to do for next year, because it's like, how do you top that? They better start working on it now, because just to top it. But everybody that was there had a great time. It went very smoothly. I had just a tremendous time. I do have the video of the opening number. Have any of you watched it?
I watched it.
Yeah. We will try and incorporate the video, but I can at least play the audio for you now. It was written by Aaron Retka, who is a quizmaster here in college, an ex-quizmaster. He's retired. How do you retire from being a quizmaster, right? But he's still part of the organization. He wrote the whole number, and I asked him at one of the rehearsals, so is this like Mr. Holland's opus for you? So many people were committed to making it happen. It was a musical number, a la Glee, and so here is the opening number from Geek Bowl 5. Aaron's walking through the crowd with a wireless mic at this point.
Because they've all come together to geek out with us tonight. We might not have the talent, but man, we've got the pluck. The show we put together, well, you'll say, what the F? Third, we've put into this thing. It's
just
incredible.
Lost the video. Oh, it's back.
Totally worth the money.
You can tell Ray's really into it.
Yeah.
Headphones off.
Playing with
his phone.
And it's fresh for Tony Levin. Yeah, it's key. Give thanks to the patron saint of geeks.
But Senior Buckmaster, who are these geeks and where have they come from?
They're from Colorado Springs. One in years.
It's a trophy case with one trophy.
From Texas. So
are you wrapping it?
All the beer.
No, not yet.
And that Albuquerque set is just looking.
But the Denver teams are just too strong.
Picture of Tim Tebow. Nobody likes Philadelphia. And now this is actually in the crowd. It's like a quiz team. There's a table set up and these people are singing to the one girl.
You've been my friend. You totally missed the quiz that night with that one answer about again.
There were wireless lavaliers that kept brushing on the clothing.
You know, he's not alone. You're everything.
that I crave. Your breath is just breathtaking. From the vaginal line to all that upstream. Those guys are dicks.
It's going to full screen mode.
Dicks, I'm the only one that you need. What other straight male adult do you know who's so unabashedly into glee?
I can't see it.
I'm the only girl on the squad. Sometimes you look at me like I'm dressed like a prey and it's Comic-Con.
Who says that we're the day virgins? Who says
the only way up is to get friends?
Who says that we're pathetic?
And since you were asking, here comes the rap portion.
Master, motherfucker, show respect because you can't hate. Like all the bitches trying to show up late and still play. What was round one?
Did you write that or?
You know we started rapping.
Aaron wrote it.
Yeah, okay. Two spittles in the back with a backwards hat, popped collars, and tribal attacks. I ain't surprised when he tries to get a rise.
You're wrong.
Like I've never heard that.
Quiz master, me don't be on the mic tonight. You wanna rip it, that's nice. Try listening the first time, that's my advice. And that's how we do.
Shoot men plan.
We sink it deep.
Like quicksand.
Serious as cancer.
Word.
Rule one, don't shout out the answer.
Quizmaster motherfucker, quizmaster motherfucker.
The audio guy was supposed to have all four mics up, and he fucked up.
Is that one of technical problems?
Now he pops him back
up. Now the cheats with their iPhones. Blackberry's just a way to say your team don't respect the game. This ain't no poker.
This is John Dicker, who
test
owns Geeks Who Drink.
Wow.
Rule two says you don't fuck.
That's
with
Emilio.
Me. So as a beer, I'll up on your answer sheet. I can't read it, don't count.
Oh shit. By now, I'll see you next round.
Quizmaster motherfucker, quizmaster motherfucker.
Roll it deep, same time each week, cause we geeks.
Quizmaster motherfucker, quizmaster motherfucker, quizmaster motherfucker, cause we geeks.
These are the douchebaguette dancers from Austin. There's a whole choir behind the curtain in choir robes. In fact, I'm getting my blue choir robe on right now. This is the ragtime portion.
The Starship Enterprise. And you get a little nervous and a wee bit.
So all these are hosts?
When you start,
yeah, all of them were individual quiz masters.
And you start to realize that you nerds will fucking riot over the color of Kirk's eyes.
They're great!
Which version of the Enterprise can have its disattach?
Now the choir gets revealed to the audience.
Who was it that came aboard to Red Taxi attacks? What's the bulky ritual that finds these bulkies match? A TNT, what was the name of Data's match?
They're from Colorado Springs, but they haven't won in years.
Fuck Philadelphia!
Background between Fuck Philadelphia.
I'll tell you.
Yeah!
That was the opening number from Geek Bowl 5. We spent 3 months.
Yay!
Yes, let's have a smattering of applause. We spent about 3 months collectively rehearsing and blocking that out. And, of course, we didn't have access to the Fillmore until day of tech rehearsal. And so all of the blocking we did was worthless because there was only one entrance. We had been practicing as if there were a stage left and stage right entrance. Oh. There was only one stage entrance. So everything we had been working on as far as where to come in, where to go, useless. We had to change it up completely day of. And you can see in the video, I had changed up where I was going to, because we were supposed to meet in the middle as the rap crew. And I was going to go straight to the center and then back up behind or to the right of You're Ellen. Right. And, there was no way to do that, and so I told everybody, I'm just going to go straight to center, and then I'm going to come straight back, so you leave me space. Well, Dicker forgot to leave me space, and I couldn't see. I had a hood on, and I had sunglasses on, and apparently, now that I watched the video, I pretty much just ran him over. And he didn't move. He's like, I'm like, we blocked it out 5 minutes ago. I'm going to come straight backwards, leave me some fucking space. But it was a shitload of fun, and it was one of those deals where everybody was so amped for this, and once it was over, it was like postpartum depression. It's like, well, what are we going to do now? We've spent 3 years of our life with this, and it's over in 8 minutes.
The baby's growing up.
Exactly. Said it grew up in 8 minutes, and it was out of the house, and suddenly it was empty nest syndrome. Oh, shit, what are we going to do until next year? So hopefully they can top that. I don't know how they're going to do it, but...
Actually, the good strategy would be to just
do nothing.
Tank it.
Yeah. Just absolutely do
start
nothing.
Start again
complete
at ground
bare zero. Bones. But your question of what is behind the fuck Philadelphia. Okay. So there's a guy in Philadelphia who calls himself Johnny Goodtimes, and he claims to be the originator of the American Pub Quiz.
Oh.
And so he has a healthy rivalry with Geeks Who Drink, who's the parent company of the pub quiz that I do.
Okay.
And why is this not on? This camera, roughly worthless, I am going to say.
And you got that from Woot, right?
I got it from Woot. Speaking of Woot, we'll be opening our bags of crap. Maybe I'll get a brand new camera.
Maybe.
To replace you piece of shit.
How much that cost you?
This?
Yeah.
Well, obviously more than it was worth.
That's
but
I
anyway, they have a healthy rivalry. They do. He does what's called Quizzo Bowl because he doesn't call his pub quiz. He calls it Quizzo. Apparently, East Coast, they're fuckers. You know?
Mentality.
Fuck them. Fuck Philadelphia. But so he has Quizzo Bowl. We have Geek Bowl. Geek Bowl's infinitely bigger and more well-run than his Quizzo Bowl. But he does a fine job. He's a nice enough guy. But he brought a team last year and took fourth. And there was a lot of trash talk back and forth. There was a lot of trash talk back and forth, battle rap videos, and all that prior leading up. So, yeah, that's the behind. It's all good natured fun.
Okay.
It's basically like saying you think you can come here and win our quiz? Fuck you! But they took third.
It's East Coast West Coast.
It is East Coast West Coast rapper rivalry now.
Yes, but bring out the guns.
Yes, exactly. We're all going to meet in Las Vegas and shoot each other, much like Tupac.
So you can't be Notorious B.I.G. then.
I was going for to look like Big Pun was the idea with that outfit.
Because you lost so much
weight.
But
I did lose enough weight that I didn't look as big as Big Pun. I didn't look like a complete beluga whale on stage. The jacket was 5X. I was like, this is awesome. This is huge. It's just dripping off of me. But yeah, so Geek Bowl 5 was awesome. We should talk about stuff.
Stuff.
Okay. We should get into this wrestler in Iowa.
Should we? Straight to the wrestler. Huh?
Okay, what is the background story? Because I only saw parts of it on the news yesterday.
Well, here's the thing. Girls have been allowed to participate in the same sports as boys for a long time now. This is nothing new. I officiated wrestling. I wrestled in school. Now, girls did not participate, but girls were allowed to participate in sports when I was still in high school. Played football against a couple girls. It was still in its infancy because a lot of girls were like, well, I don't want to do that. But since then, it's grown, and more girls are participating in wrestling. They don't generally compete well above maybe the 112, maybe 119 weight class.
You're talking about the lightweights.
It starts at 103 in high school, 103, 112, 119, 125, and up from there. Generally, girls, just physiologically, because of their differences, they don't compete very well at the higher weight classes. The chicken glee, that's all fake. A chick could never wrestle in the heavyweight division and be successful in high school just based on physiology. But in the lower weight classes, they can compete very well. And some of them have been you know, in some states you see girls in making state, qualifying for state. Didn't a girl in Alaska maybe win state last year? I can't remember.
You're looking at me.
But, well, you're the one that has some opinions on this.
I have opinions, but it doesn't mean I know anything about who won what.
It happens. Girls now compete in wrestling, and they compete very well at certain weight classes in certain situations. Now, Iowa, for those of you not in the know, Iowa is like the heartland for wrestling. Wrestling is king in Iowa. The best wrestlers come from Iowa, so the Iowa State High School Tournament is the premier high school tournament in the country. Only the best wrestlers in the country are going to make this state tournament because the best wrestlers come from Iowa. That makes sense? It's, you know, not damning with faint praise. You have the best wrestlers in Iowa, so at the state tournament, you would imagine that the best of the best are represented. A girl qualified for state in Iowa this season.
Wow.
Which is a huge accomplishment.
That's impressive.
And for the first time, an Iowa girl wins a wrestling match at state, but it was by forfeit. Past Thursday, a girl won a match at the most historic high school state wrestling tournament of the country, but she did so in an even more unusual and controversial way than most had imagined possible. According to the Cedar Rapids Metro Sports Report, Des Moines Register, and Associated Press, among other outlets, Cassie Herkelman, which is a great freaking name for somebody that lives in Iowa.
And is a wrestler.
Well, think Iowa's mascot, Herky the Hawkeye. She's Herkelman. She's like pure Iowa right here. Cassie Herkelman, one of two girls who qualified for the Iowa State Wrestling Tournament, won the opening match in her Class 3A 112 classification by forfeit when her scheduled opponent, Joel the Pussy Northrup, officially reported and then withdrew from the bout, earning a loss but ensuring that he continued to participate in later matches of the tournament. They have what they call wrestle backs in the larger tournaments. It's double elimination. You can still wrestle back into that bracket.
So he can meet her again.
It's possible. Northrup, a sophomore at Linmar, Iowa High, cited his personal faith as the motivating force for this forfeit,
which is where I first
draw the bullshit card. The withdrawal ensures that he can finish no higher than third because you can't wrestle back into the championship bracket, only the consolation bracket.
Okay.
Which follows his third place finish in the 103-pound classification as a freshman. He says, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Cassie and Megan Black and their accomplishments, Megan Black being the other girl that made the tournament. However, wrestling is a combat sport and it can get violent at times. As a matter of conscience and faith, I do not believe that it is appropriate for a boy to engage a girl in this manner.
He's a wimp.
It is unfortunate that I have been placed in a situation not seen in most other high school sports in Iowa.
He's a chauvinistic wimp.
Right away, he's a chauvinistic pussy who's afraid to lose to a girl, and he's also blaming everybody else but himself. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that I've been placed in this position.
Well, and how old is he?
He's a freshman.
Junior?
Sophomore? Junior?
I thought you said
he's
freshman.
A sophomore. He's a sophomore. He's a freshman last year. So
a high school student speaking that way.
He's coached.
Like, he was coached. It was definitely a prepared statement.
Definitely.
It says, while girls have been allowed to compete as part of boys' wrestling teams in Iowa for more than two decades, the 2010-2011 season marks the first time that any girls have qualified for the state tournament. In addition to Herkelman, who you can see wrestling in the video above, which I'm not going to play, fellow 112-pound wrestler Megan Black is also competing at this historic state tournament. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, what does this coach have to say about this whole thing?
Quoted is Cassie's dad, Bill Herkelman. My understanding is they've got strict convictions as a family, and I respect them. I don't have any ill will toward them, and I don't think it's any kind of boycott about Cassie being a girl. I disagree. Here's my take on it. A, you're a wrestler. For you to say, it's a combat sport, I don't think I should engage a girl because this girl might get hurt. Fuck you, kid. She made the tournament. You don't make this tournament unless you, and I don't know how it works in Iowa, but I'm sure it's pretty similar to how it works in Colorado. If you don't finish in the top three in your regional or your districts, you don't go to state. That means you had to beat people. You had to out-wrestle people and beat people to get to this tournament. The most prestigious tournament in the country. This is Iowa we're talking about. This isn't anywhere else. This is Iowa, where wrestling is king. She made the state tournament. She is a good wrestler. I think she can handle you, you giant fucking chauvinist pussy pig. Therefore, for you to disagree to wrestle her, that means you're afraid to lose. Plain and simple. You can cite faith. You can cite convictions. You can cite, oh, I'm sorry that other people have put me in this position. Fuck you, kid. You're a wrestler. You go out and wrestle. All right? I wrestled in high school, never had to wrestle any girls, but I wrestled heavyweight. That was going to be very unlikely. I officiated wrestling, and I have officiated matches between girls and boys. I have seen girls beat boys. And you know, it's a lose-lose situation for those guys. This is a very sexist society. You either beat a girl, or you got beat by a girl.
And either way, they're going to make fun of
you. I don't give a shit if you're in that position. But times are changing. Girls are becoming better wrestlers, especially at these lower rates, lower weight classes. They deserve the same respect. If they can go out and beat you, then you need to get better. And if you're afraid to wrestle a girl, and I've had some coaches, the coach out at Falcon, who's a total fuckhead. I'm not going to let my boy wrestle a girl. Okay, fine. Forfeit, you fuck. Because this is bullshit. Girls are allowed to wrestle, then you should wrestle them. If they're on the mat, if they're that weight class, I'm sorry, so what? You're wrestling a girl. If you can't handle that, don't go out for the team. Because if you're it's too sexual. I'm sorry. The sport of wrestling is so fucking homoerotic to begin with. If you're worried about getting a boner because you're wrestling a girl, don't be on the team.
Maybe that's the problem. He's a fear of that.
You know, if that's his fear, then he's out for the wrong reasons. Because wrestling is, he's right, it's a combat sport. And if you don't see anything across that mat than an enemy, that's how I wrestled. Enemy. I will take you down. Individual, one-on-one, combat. I didn't think anything about kicking that person's ass. Now, half the time, I got my ass kicked. But that's not the point. We're talking about this guy who's too fucking afraid to go wrestle a girl. Fuck you. Times are changing. You got to go out and wrestle that girl. And you know what? If she beats you, better fucking get better. Because the girls are getting better, and the boys better keep up. That's all I got to say. Fucking pisses me off when people cite bullshit like faith. Oh, my personal faith and convictions won't let me do this. You know what? Then you know what? Your personal faith and convictions won't let you win. You're not a winner. You're a loser. You're a fucking loser in my book. Fuck you, kid. Fuck you, kid. What is this kid's name again? Northrop? Joel Northrop? Fuck you, Joel Northrop. Here's your fucking theme song. With that said, What was your take on the matter?
See, you've already mentioned my take, and that's pretty much the lose-lose situation. And no matter what he was going to do, if he'd won,
right.
Well, then you beat up a girl.
Yes, but in this case, you beat a very good wrestler. To make the state tournament in Iowa, got to be a goddamn good wrestler.
Plus, I'm thinking when he finally hits college, he's going to want to wrestle with girls.
Eventually.
Most likely.
Well, he might wrestle with boys because
true.
He might have
Who knows?
That feeling that
Who knows?
He'd rather wrestle with boys and enjoy it.
I don't know.
You have to look at it that way.
I don't know.
Nah, not really. I mean, you'd only have to wrestle a girl once, then he could move on to boys.
she could be the one that turned him gay. I don't know.
There you go.
No, we are reaching and speculating, being quite hyperbolic. But honestly, this is 2011. Things are different. Things have been different for 20 years.
Iowa, yeah.
All over the country.
No, this is reality.
It is reality.
Reality is that racist and...
Racism, sexism, it's rampant.
Everything still exists.
Sorry, I got a text. What was message.
That? Yeah, you're getting texted by your girlfriend with your wife sitting right next to you. What's
son.
Up with that?
Mistress.
Mistress. Where's a mistress alert? Do I have a mistress alert? I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm showing it to my wife, so I don't think that's what it is.
Whip me.
So that's what's going on recently and stuff. That's our current events, and that sort of thing pisses me off. And not just because I wrestled and officiated wrestling and I've seen it firsthand. But people, times are changing. You know, there's a lot of states that are allowing.
You gotta be prepared to beat up a girl.
You have to. Hey, you know, if they want to be treated equally, this is part of it. And it goes both ways. You have to be prepared to treat them equally. You can't be the one saying, I'm going to do you a favor and not beat you. Because people have put me in this position, but I'm just not going to do it.
I just don't understand the faith bit part.
Well, it'd be totally different if you go out on the mat, you see this.
Hello, I am Olga, just wrestled, yeah. Afterward, baby, you can take me out for a nice dinner and some flowers. But for now, I'm Olga, we will wrestle! Let's go.
It's also possible that he was pressured by his dad to
this. His dad, his coach, a lot of people probably took him aside and said, look, kid, if you lose, you're going to be the laughingstock. If you win, you know, nobody's going to care. You beat a girl. I'm sure that's going on because it goes on. I've seen it firsthand.
And especially the more involved a parent is with their kid's sport, that's like
that
a reflection
level.
Of himself.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about wrestling in Iowa. Parents will
as you
be
pointed
wrestling,
out.
Wrestling in Iowa is a lot like football in Texas. It is king. It is God.
Exactly.
This is where
as
it
you
happens.
Pointed out. And his dad probably never made it to state. Probably tried. Pushed his son to do it, like all a breakfast
did.
Club.
Maybe his mom was a really good wrestler.
Olga?
No, I am Svetlana. I am the other wrestler. I am Megan Black. I think this Northrop guy is a pussy. I would wrestle him and beat him.
Yeah.
Und?
Und?
All the wrestlers have to be from a foreign country.
Yeah. A German?
Yeah, they're all German. Big German ladies. No, I'm sure they're Iowa. What do they talk like in Iowa? Just kind of like plain talk.
Well, we've got friends from Iowa.
We do, and they talk kind of like that.
Hopefully they're not listener.
Yeah. Here, yeah. Colin had a birthday recently, and... Happy birthday.
And I'm here.
Let's all sing happy birthday to Colin.
Happy birthday.
You suck. You're old. Happy birthday to you.
He's older than me.
And there's your birthday present. Why don't you open it on here?
Why?
Why not?
I don't want to.
Please, do. This will be fun.
I'm gonna.
No, you have to. You have to now.
Show it to the audience.
I can't get through this wrapping paper.
It's a card, fucker.
No paper cuts.
It ended too soon.
No, it actually ended right on time. So show the card to the camera before you read it. Yeah, creepy old man with his creepy old dog.
Did you draw that?
No.
You want me to read this out loud?
Yeah, read it out loud, would you?
Lessons we can take away from this card. The old dude is pretty fucking creepy. The dog is either a completely unknown miniature breed or painfully out of proportion.
Which he is.
Or he's a giant.
He could be. Well, that's what it means.
That is not Santa Claus. He will totally die alone. So you figure he's going to outlast that dog.
He's going to definitely outlast that dog. You know why?
Because he's going to eat that dog.
He's going to eat that dog.
he must be Korean.
Dog. He's going to eat that dog.
Wait. We're going to set the dog on fire.
The odds of him or the dog being named Nanook are what the hell? A scant
5-1.
Oh, 5-1. That looked like I couldn't read that. Your 5 looks like an S, and then it just kind of went into weird
shit. 5s often do look like S's.
Yeah.
This isn't actually a birthday card. It is now. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Belatedly, at least.
Yes.
Derek, Heather,
so
and
there
Max.
You go. There's your card and your gift, and you get to go to Entertain Mart and buy a bunch of shit.
Wow.
Because I know you love that.
Yes, I like a bunch of shit.
You do. Like, hey, you know, that's... We all... Bags of crap.
I know.
We still have bags of crap to get to.
Sweet.
Where was Colin then when we were ordering bag of crap?
That would have been on the Monday that I wasn't in.
I was in because he wasn't. Yeah.
Was it a Monday?
Was it a Monday?
I don't think that was funny. I don't think that was funny.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I want that deleted.
Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
It could have been a Tuesday also. I had a bad couple of Tuesdays.
You did, yeah. You had a rough couple of weeks, but it was a Rudolph. And for those of you not familiar, and we'll get into this now because we're running short on time. Woot.com has one day one deal, and they have Woot and then sellout.woot and kids woot and wine woot. And they have generally one item up, and when it sells out, and it's, you know, generally for a really good price. Most times it's refurbished, sometimes it's new. And then every now and then they'll have what's called a Woot Off. And no, it's not Woot Off the Wed-Nosed Wayne deal. It's Woot Off, and what they do is they have these items up in limited quantities. These are generally
stuff they need
leftover,
to get rid of,
stuff they just need to get through, and so they go through item after item after item. Sometimes the last,
but they won't change items until the previous one
right,
sells
so
out.
So it sells out, and some people. There's a very fervent community that will encourage others to just buy this thing to get it over with.
What
on
do they call
some slow moving items.
Take one for the team.
For
yeah, take one for the team.
Yeah.
But then with every Woot Off, and a Woot Off could be one day, could be 5 days, depending on how much crap they got to get through. This was a 2 day Woot Off. They'll always have the bag of crap. And the bag of crap could be anything. It's $1 per crap, 3 craps per bag, $5 shipping, because Woot is always $5 shipping. We've been trying to get hold of bags of crap, much like people we know, for a long time.
3 years?
Yeah, about that.
At least 3 years, yeah.
And
I started a lot longer, and I thought out.
But yeah, but so anyway, we've been after these bags of crap. The bag of crap comes up, the server crashes, people go nuts. They just go completely fucking apeshit for these things.
Once a month.
Because generally,
it could be anything.
We don't know. We don't know what's in here. We haven't peeked. They could be
there
anything.
There have been TVs.
There's probably nothing in here worth a damn, but we're going to find out.
The little monkey.
But anyway, this last time we both got one. Somehow we got through and we got bags of crap. And we've got them here, and we're going to open them. We're going to reveal them on the air for you and for your enjoyment. Well, for ours, obviously, because it's like Christmas, because they're our stuff.
Bag of shit.
Bag of shit. Bag of shit. So Ray actually, and size
does. Here's a thought.
Does size
matter? Matters.
Because Ray's is a small box and mine is giant. His was 2.4 pounds. Mine's 11.6 pounds.
I'm jealous. I am totally jealous.
Okay, I also have a suggestion. Anything that you don't want, give it out as prizes to listener at some point.
What should we make listener do to earn these prizes?
I don't know.
What listeners? Who's listening? Who's listening?
That's right.
They have to prove that they're listening.
That's right. We're gonna have a secret word if in the next episode.
If you get us a sponsor. Oh, yeah. See, speaking of secret rule, hi, Neil.
Why don't you open it?
What?
Since you have the camera, why don't you open it?
Well, no. This one's yours.
All right.
You're going to have to get up and go, or are you going to toss it to him?
You're going to toss the knife, too?
Could you be a deer and hand this to Ray?
Oh, now you want me?
She's the host. You know, she's the hostess.
Wow. That was quite the finger she gave you.
Thank you, Heather.
So there's Ray's. I'll tell you what, Ray.
Yeah.
You go first. We'll put the camera on you.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Do you see yourself? All right. Yeah. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Ray's.
You know, you need that. Yeah. Let's go.
Wait. Don't open it yet. Go. Okay, show us what it is.
Ah.
Well, tell us what it is.
I don't know what it is.
It's got a skull on it.
It's a Disney thing.
So Disney thing?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Makeup kit.
accessory case.
That's about right.
Looks like a cell phone case of sorts.
All right. So there's item one of your bag of crap.
Just the packaging just fell apart
packaging,
on it.
Packaging obviously been sitting in the warehouse for quite some time.
Since the first movie.
Okay. What natural the? Touch.
Is that a vibrator?
Okay.
It's a
natural
love
nurser.
Glove.
Anybody got any babies? Babies. I don't think I can use this.
Well, you can.
No, I can't.
Dude, you know what? I want pictures of you using that on a daily basis.
I'm hoping his third thing is a diaper outfit.
You're not seeing me use this.
All right.
No effing way.
Take it to work.
Let's move on.
I don't think so.
You could use it for your water.
And last,
aqua
globe.
Oh, look at that! As seen on TV.
Look at that! You can water your plants without actually putting forth the effort with aqua globe.
Actually, I am more impressed with the shit I got than I thought.
Well, it was better because what you expected tote bag
so
flying
can you
monkey.
Stick one of those in a dog to keep.
Call us.
It's a suppository. Okay, so
I'm going away on a trip.
Oh, hey, I got something.
You did get the monkeys.
I got that too.
You got
that
monkeys.
Is.
That's by your foot.
Wow, they just get
you got monkeys and you got an ear warmer.
Yeah.
Well, actually, for added value, you get a ding.
Monkey.
All right.
Monkeys.
I get to play with my monkey.
So that's like Saturday night all over again.
No, here's it's Friday night.
My big fucking box here. So you guys are going to have to actually do the narration for me.
You want the knife? You want the scissors?
You want the drum roll? Because you're going to have to start it if you...
No, I've got that.
Okay, because I can throw it at you.
What, you saw what it was?
Wow.
Aqua Globe!
Yay!
No pets are safe.
Aqua Globe. Oh. What the fuck is this?
What is it?
We can't see.
Oh, man. Come on.
This totally matches my shoes.
What is it?
Is it a handbag?
It's a handbag!
Oh!
It's a fasty, sequin handbag that I can use on my evenings out on the town. There's enough room for a wallet, makeup, and condoms.
Does it go with your little black dress?
Oh my god, a breast pump!
Hey, breast pump! I'll trade you! you. I'll trade you.
Breast pump. I had a breast pump. It's designed.
That'll allow you to take up a new hobby.
It's designed to make expressing more comfortable and convenient.
Express yourself.
Oh no!
Short sleeve bodysuit. I think Max is actually a little, 16, 18 pounds. He's about twice the size. We should try and cram him into this.
Wait a minute. Is this a subtle hint? You're having a second child?
Jesus Christ. I got two.
Monkeys
with a flame cape. So for that, we'll go with a ding on that. And then...
Wait a minute. Why is it so heavy?
Why is it so heavy? Because,
there's something else in there.
Because say stuff.
Because he's pulling something out of the bottom of the box.
What a drum roll.
It's something else that's separately wrapped in another box. Does it have a name? I don't think so. Red tape. Oh.
I don't even drink coffee.
Okay.
It is
stuck.
This is a big deal. This is the Chevalier Pod coffee brewer.
Oh, wow.
I know. Look at that fucking thing. Huh? And I don't even drink coffee.
So make up some coffee, then pump your breasts.
that's where the milk is coming from.
Yeah. I'll buy that off of you.
I'll sell it to you. We'll look up eBay. What's going for it? Oi, what a deal I will give you on this Chevalier coffee maker. So actually, I mean, let's face facts. Between the two boxes.
You believe in miracles?
I am actually shocked by all the baby shit
because
it must have to do with the kids' woot thing.
I don't know. I am the bag of crap champion. I mean, let's just face facts.
You are the champion.
I am the bag of crap champion. I got a breast pump, motherfuckers.
You know, the thing is, speaking of which...
I think I can figure out a way that we can give that away to a listener.
What the fuck am I going to do with this?
Yeah, find... You know what? Either make a baby or find a baby? I don't know. Yard sale.
Here,
slip it into a stranger's
the
pocket.
The natural touch. Nipple gently flexes and elongates like mother's nipples.
Well,
Ray, what's not fun about that?
Can you...
You know, maybe I can sell this at an adult bookstore.
Ray, can you at least test it and tell us if it is more like a real nipple?
On the next show.
That's not long from now.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, if we have a next show, I don't know if that's gonna happen.
Well, pour me some whiskey.
You know, yeah. If really seriously, yeah, I'll pour you some whiskey, and then if you drink it, I'll give you a buck. So this you've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half
Hour
Power
Hour. Be like
the
best stripper in the world if he closed his eyes.
Whiskey flavored nipples. This is Derek Dyke from SonofCheese.com. You've been listening to the Bag of Crap Reveal episode. What is that bastard's name that opened up Al Capone's vault? Geraldo Rivera, eat your fucking heart out. Yeah. Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com joined us.
Goodbye.
My sister Heather from Mad at Spam.
Bye-bye.
Ray Louie, who got shafted with a natural nipple, a couple aqua globes, and...
monkeys.
Sassy little purse.
Adios, people. Adios.
I love my sassy purse. That fucking thing. I'm totally taking it out. That match with my shoe. I'm going to pepperize.
And you could drink a lot of coffee with it.
You know what? I'm going to sit at home, pinky up, drinking coffee. This rocks. Expressing myself repeatedly. Yes, we will be back again next weekend.